Okay, so I was having a conversation with one of my baby sisters, and me and my mom, we had mentioned, like, you know, right around the age of like 27, that's where you start to see kind of like change and growth, and, you know, your perspective starts to shift. And for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, you stop making as many bad decisions as you did before, you know, the older you get, you know, hopefully at least. But long story short, that made me think of something. And what it made me think of is act like you got something to lose. Act like you got something to lose. When it comes to your decision making, when it comes to who you choose to be in your life, when it comes to what you choose to do in your life, act like you got something to lose. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's a celebrity or famous or the president or whoever, certain things they cannot do because they have something to lose. You know what I'm saying? For example. So act like you got something to lose when it comes to how you live your life, when it comes to who you choose, when it comes to how you make decisions. You know, and I think that's probably one of the biggest differences. You know what I'm saying? When you're in high school, you have a different perspective. College or whatever you choose to do after high school, you have a different perspective. Then when you become an adult, you know, you're fully out here in the workforce, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, stuff starts to matter more. So anyways, for just real short and sweet, you know what I'm saying, act like you got something to lose when you're choosing this particular person. Say, for example, a person approaches you and wants to be in a relationship with you. Okay. Assess that person in such a way where, you know, could they interfere with your livelihood? Could they interfere with this about your life? What impact will it have on you to have this person in your life? What impact will it have on you to choose this particular job with this time frame and this, you know, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, act like you have something to lose when you're making decisions. And again, this is hard. It takes a lot of maturity for you to even represent like this, because let me say this. So I met this woman recently, right? And she seems like very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. I like her, and I'm going to keep it at an arm's length distance, because I know, despite me liking her, despite her presenting as very, very sweet, her results in life do not, they're opposite of how she presents. So it's a disconnect there. And I always pay attention to disconnects, blah, blah, blah. And then let me tell you this real quick. So another one of my, all the moms, we kind of volunteer, we do a lot of stuff. So once you volunteer at the school a lot and you always at the activities, you and the mom start to talk, you and the mom start to, you know, build little micro relationships and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And a little community is formed, you know, by the grace of God. So anyways, one of the moms, you know, me and her were taking an interest in each other. It's like, you know, maybe we should go beyond just mom friends. Maybe we should start hanging out together, right? And that's hard for me to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people, like all the friends I've been with for a decade or more, my lifelong friends, those are who I trust most to kind of nurture these relationships, you know. But I know I live in another state, so, you know, it's about time. So long story short, I called one of my girlfriends and I was telling her, I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to, you know, kick it, work from home with one of my mom friends or whatever like that. And my friends are just like me. We just like each other. That's why we're friends. You know what I'm saying? We're very analytical. We're very, hold on a second, what does this mean? Hold on. Like, my friends are diehard loyal. They operate out of common sense. They operate out of logic. That's why they're my people. You know what I'm saying? So my best friend, one of my best friends is like, you sure you want to hang out with her? And I was like, well, you know, because my husband is always like, you know, don't be so judgmental. And it's like, I'm not being judgmental. It's just I've been through so much in my life and I've given so many people the benefit of the doubt. And every time you give the people, every time I've ever given somebody the benefit of a doubt based on what they told me about themselves versus what their actual life looks like, I was always ending up looking stupid. So that's not the best choice for me. I've learned as an adult, especially at 33 years, people are who they are. So my best friend is like, I don't think that's somebody you should be aligned with. And she goes into depth and tells me why. And I'm like, dang it. Everything she said, I knew in my mind as well. So, because my spidey sense, anytime you got to ask somebody about a situation, typically you know that something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? When you get the accent. So me even asking my girlfriend what she thought, I knew something was wrong with the situation myself. So anyways, long story short, my girlfriend's like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to her. She's coming from a positive place. She's coming from a genuine place. She's looking out for me. Why wouldn't I listen to her? She's knowledgeable. She's smart. She's caring. She loves me. We've been friends for a decade. What she has no, you know what I'm saying? She has no, you know. So anyways, long story short, I listened to her and I didn't end up hanging out with the woman. And you know, we're still on a very cordial basis. Now, fast forward to today, that very woman is dealing with all sort of issues. Anybody that is surrounding her and her son and her kids, I'm sorry, are now in trouble. And it's so crazy because her lifestyle is conducive to this type of trouble based on what she's told me, based on things I've seen in her life. I know it's kind of, she's kind of chaotic, but I was like, you know, let me give her a benefit of the doubt. Now, had I given her the benefit of the doubt and hung out with her against my girlfriend's suggestions or against my own common sense, my child would right now be facing, I will be facing CPS charges. My child will be facing expulsion. It's so crazy how life works. And I'm telling y'all this because it's like, dang, that went from 0 to 100. But this is how important life is. This is how important life is. I couldn't imagine going through what she's going through right now. But had I started kicking it with her and had I started bringing my kid with her and all that, my kid would have been introduced to what her kid is doing. And then everybody is guilty by association in the current situation that they're in. So anyways, act like you got something to lose. Everybody is not entitled to your time, your resources, your ideas, your what have yous. Be smart. Be smart. If a person's results in their life look like this and they're saying this and it contradicts, they're probably not lying to you. They're probably just not aware of it. You know what I'm saying? Again, sometimes we're not aware of our BS. But anyways, long story short, that's why it's so good to have people in your life that are going to tell you the truth. And it's good for you to operate out of common sense. It's good for you to learn the lessons you're supposed to learn from previous situations and what have you. So anyways, long story short, act like you got something to lose when it comes to picking your friends, when it comes to picking your career, when it comes to picking anything that's going to be attached to you long term that could have an impact on your life. So act like you got something to lose.